Welcome back to PR After Hours. I'm your host, Alex Greenwood, bringing you your weekly cocktail of PR and marketing tips that will help you and your business. Hey, we'll get right to it after this message. We're in a time of tremendous upheaval right now. You don't need me to tell you that, but there's one thing that really caught my attention, particularly when we're talking about diversity and inclusion communications in an organization. There's a great article that I'm going to link to with the Harvard Business Review. Don't worry, I'm not going to read the article to you. There's just a couple of points I wanted to make that are from the article and then send you on to read the entire article. But there's a problem that the article talks about is that too many leaders implicitly frame their solutions to diversity issues as we're doing this because we're forced to. We're downgrading our processes to accommodate. This is a side project or charity. It's not related to our company's core strategic priorities or mission. That's what the author was saying that a lot of them are doing. And she posits that it's definitely possible to do better, much better. Instead, focus on equity. Address how many of our systems were created to be inequitable, but now you're committed to removing the barriers that kept people of color out in the first place. So there's a lot more in this article, but this is the thing I really want to draw your attention to. This one point, I totally agree with this, okay? Do not send communication on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts without explicitly calling out the reasoning for it. It is fine, even encouraged, to name existing racism and bias, but operate from the framing of, quote, we are missing out on incredible opportunities by not examining and dismantling systems of exclusion today. As an organization, we could be significantly more productive and innovative by focusing on this. That's the reason for us launching better hiring and promotion practices, unquote. That is really, really beneficial. There's much more in this article about trying to get in, you know, make sure you get buy-in with your internal audiences, make sure there's an understanding of the history of bias and discrimination, prioritize anti-racism efforts in-house, show up personally. It's just so much here. And this is Rushika Tulshayan. She's the author of The Diversity Advantage, Fixing Gender Inequality in the Workplace. And she has an article in the Harvard Business Review, which I will link to in the show notes. I highly encourage you to read the article and, as communicators, bring this with you as your company works on internal and external diversity messaging. Oh, you know what that means? Looks like it's last call here at your virtual lounge for PR news, views, and interviews. Don't forget, you can ask me a question anytime. You can do it through our Twitter account, which is @OursPR, or even better, you can send me a message vocally. I would love to hear your voice, and I'll answer it on the show. There's a link in the show notes. All you have to do is sign up through Anchor FM. It's free, doesn't take long, and you record your message. I get the message. I will play your audio. Just give me your first name and the city you live in, and then I will answer the question to the best of my ability right here on the show. Don't forget, too, if you're enjoying this podcast, you can support it and help increase the frequency and value of the show. Just consider being a sponsor for your brand or your agency or just yourself because you're like, I like this show. Or just drop a few coins in the virtual tip jar. Either way, there's links in the show notes. Please check that out. All of that, of course, being in the show notes where you're listening right now or at prafterhours.com. I see that they're turning up the lights. Last call is over and I've got to clean up this virtual lounge. And until next time, I'm Alex Greenwood and you've been listening to PR After Hours on Anchor FM.